We do these things. Now you say, well, what does that have to do with Jeremiah chapter 10? Well, a Bible college is simply that. It's the way of the heathen.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got their teachings. We're running out of space here. Guys, if you can help get some chairs and find some chairs there. Hey, this is a good problem to have, amen. Bible college is simply the way of the heathen. You won't find Bible college first and foremost in the Bible, but you look throughout history, any university or college that was instituted was a secular institution. And people will say, well, you know, you look at Harvard, liberal school, right? Harvard started out as a Christian college to train preachers and et cetera. But here's the thing. They were established by who? By Congregationalists. They were established by Puritans, by Presbyterians. We're Baptists.
Amen.
Congregationalists do not believe. They baptize babies. So why would we pattern our institutions off of the Presbyterians? Why would we pattern our institutions off of the Congregationalists or anybody else other than Baptists, other than the Bible? It's foolishness and folly. It's learning the way of the heathen. The customs of the people are vain, the Bible says. Now look at 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. It says, these things write I unto you, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. That doesn't say Bible college.
Right. Yeah.
It says the church is the pillar and ground of truth.
Amen.
And, you know, you talk to people who, you know, support Bible college, they'll tell you these phrases, okay? They'll say this. Well, Bible college is an extension of the church. You know, it's a ministry of the church. That's what they'll say. But the extension of the church is right here.
Yep. Yeah.
It's the members within the church. Okay, it's not this cream of the crop students who are willing to pay thousands of dollars, go into debt thousands of dollars to learn to sit there for 4 hours a day listening to some teacher parroting some unsaved guy. They're paying people who are simply parroting David Cloud. Who wants to learn from David Cloud? He's unsaved.